Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, a train carrying the bodies of many of those who died when Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot down in eastern Ukraine arrived in the Ukrainian government-held city of Kharkiv. The remains will now be taken to the Netherlands for identification, possibly as early as tomorrow. Pro-Russian separatists who control the region where the plane went down have also handed over the plane's black boxes to Malaysian officials. But 5 days after the accident, the crash site still has not been secured. Philip Warwick is a freelance photojournalist, and he joins us from the site where the plane went down. Philip, what is the scene like there today?
When we arrived today, basically there weren't any armed separatists. The emergency services haven't been here for the last 2 days. One thing that struck me when I arrived here yesterday morning is that they had a crane here, a Soviet-type crane, and they started to lift the larger parts of the fuselage, the cabin, and I think also the undercarriage. When I actually approached one of the emergency service members to ask him what exactly they were doing, he said that they were looking for bodies. But I have to say that as they lifted the, certain segments, they didn't actually replace them in their proper place. So they would lift it up, say, maybe a meter and a half, 2 meters, and then place it down, I would say, maybe 2-3 meters away from the original placement. So based on that observation, I would also say that every day that I've been here for the last 6 days, items have been moved, plane parts have been moved one way or the other. And what I would like to say is that this probably would give the investigators who plan to come a different picture altogether with regard to how the plane crash, when it all actually happened, in terms of where the parts were. It's a completely different picture now altogether. So when they do carry out the investigation, it will be interesting to find out or to see if they realize that certain parts or certain, say, areas maybe don't make sense or are strange, because these experts tend to have, say, inside knowledge or tend to have the know-how and instantly recognize if a plane has been struck or has crashed.
Philip, you're a freelance photojournalist, as we mentioned, and you have had access to the crash site. Is access limited for journalists?
Well, when the Dutch forensic team arrived, they made a point of actually cordoning off. There's a road which leads up to a particular village, and on both sides of the road were bodies and films and were personal items and plane parts. On that particular day, they made an effort to cordon it off to give the impression that the area was secured. And after that, when Dutch experts left, the scene is again open to the elements, open to anybody who wishes to come here. Actually, a few moments ago, it's difficult to say if they were locals or they've come here, they came here by taxi, they took a few pictures. They looked like curious locals or curious tourists who've come here to take a look at the crash site, and there's nothing here to stop them to walk all over the evidence, the crash site, or even help themselves to some of the personal belongings that are now scattered, because most of the personal belongings now were taken to the train station yesterday. What has happened to them, I don't know, but here I can see a life vest, I can see an oxygen mask, I can see a few seats. They're scattered in the field.
Philip, this crash site is still an active war zone. Are you seeing any kind of fighting near the scene or in and around Donetsk?
Well, the Ukrainian president, Petro Poroshenko, has instructed the army not to fight within a 25-mile radius of the site where the Malaysian Airlines was shot down. And this apparently has been observed by the Ukrainian army. But from the distance, you do actually hear rocket launches being launched and actually then landing at a fair distance, where the result is just a large plume of smoke rising up. So you hear, for example, even 3-4 minutes ago, I did hear again those rocket launches. They're called Grad, which in Russian means hail. Their range is between 5 to 40 kilometers, and they've been used by both sides. But you do hear in the distance, I've heard in the distance, say, within the last 15 minutes, two rounds of that particular missile launcher being used.
Philip, from the photojournalism work you've been doing at this site since you've been there, are there any pictures you've taken that really particularly stick with you?
Yes, absolutely, especially photographs, pictures taken of toys. I've come across Winnie the Pooh teddy bear, or Winnie the Mouse lunchbox, Lego, even My Little Bible book for children. And I think that is, each time I took a photograph, it was a very poignant moment for me, because these young children were planning about going on holiday, having a good time, enjoying their time with their families, and such a tragedy struck them.
Philip Warwick is a freelance photojournalist who's been reporting from the area in eastern Ukraine where Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot down. Philip, thank you and be safe.
Thank you.